And let's be honest. Last night, the Blue Jays made three errors. Biggio made two, Bichette made one. Yep. Two of them, both the Bobby Dalbec at bats, were scored hits because welcome to Fenway Park, right? I mean, the official score in Boston will always lean to scoring a play that supports a Red Sox hitter's batting average, or
should always do that.
So it's home cooking. That's why it's called that, home cooking.
Barker. If it's 50-50, lean home side.
Pitchers.
Those were errors last night. There was no debate.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, look, the throwing errors, anytime you catch a ball and you can get it to the arm slot and the runner's not close to first base and you throw it away, that's an error.
That's an error.
It is.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this and I'm trying to be positive here, but really you put the pressure on yourself to be positive.
It's tough.
If you're going to demand it of others, you got to be positive.
They won. They're
8-10. They're going to Tampa Bay. And the Rays are a team that pitch well and fundamentally don't make a lot of mistakes. I'm telling you right now, and I don't have the solution for what's going on. I mean, it's not like, especially with a guy like Bo Bichette, you're not just lifting him out of your offensive lineup and sitting him on the bench.
No.
I don't know what the solution is to the left side defense. And by left side defense, I mean shortstop, third base, and left field. Some people are calling for Vladdy to go back to third. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, it's not Vladdy's fault. But Vladdy's comfortable there. He's hitting there. Right. Why do you want to rock that boat?
Exactly. And so is it, I mean, is a guy like Santiago Espinal, well, then you got to get him more at bats if he's going to play third base.
They're huge fans of Cavan. And if you take Cavan away from third base, where are you playing him?
Exactly.
George playing center. Teoscar's playing right. Randall's probably got
right
DH
now.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Biggio's a depth guy now.
He is not. He is not. He is your everyday third baseman. They've came out and said that he is not a depth guy. Nope. Santiago Espinal is a depth guy.
But here's the thing:
Joe Panic is a depth guy.
But my point is, and we will review this. We will review the tape on Tuesday, Kevin.
Mm.
Do they lose a game in Tampa Bay because they gave the Rays a fourth or a fifth out in one too many innings?
Probably. You can mark it down. The thing is, when they get everybody back and the lineup gets healthy, and I don't mean healthy physically. I mean healthy. You're in an athletic position. You're comfortable. You're seeing the ball. You're taking balls. You're swinging at strikes. That's what I mean by healthy. They're going to hit more 3-run homers. That's going to hide the left side of the infield. It's not Bo's fault. It's not Cavan's fault Cavan's playing third. It's not his fault. They said, we're going to go out and get Marcus Semien. We're going to pay $150 large for a center fielder. We're not going to address the left side of the infield. Cavan, you're going to go to third. You're going to do the best you can. Louis Rivera is one of the better infield coaches in all of baseball. He's going to work you till you can't be worked anymore on catching ground balls, working on feet work. Arm strength, you're going to make up for it because you got better feet. You're going to do that thing. And then, by the way, you're going to go and try and get some hits. So it's not Kevin's fault. That's why I said the positive thing is that side of it. Is you can't always. I know it's the big leagues, and everybody expects every time ball's put in play that every time it's hit to a certain guy, the play's supposed to be made. But sometimes you got to take a step back and go, hey, the guy's playing out of position. The throw is longer. It's
right.
The little weird arm angles is hard, not easy for everybody. Good third basemen have to work on where do I aim when I'm flipping it sidearm. When I'm running towards the third base dugout and I'm flipping it, where do I aim? Do I aim at the umpire or do I aim right at the first baseman? Because of arm strength. Well, Cavan's not going to aim right at the first baseman because he's got not great arm strength and it's going to tail a little bit more. It's going to look like a banana. Yeah, that's things you have to learn. It's a process. And you hear him say that all the time. I mean, I'm not taking up for him because it is the big leagues and it's performance
driven.
Yes,
but I want to be clear. I'm not sitting here crapping on Bo Bichette or Cavan Biggio. I like both guys as players for what they bring. What I'm saying is, Kevin, and your response may be, well, they're not yet. And that's fine if that's what it is. But I don't look at this as a team that can contend if at crucial positions, they're going to get defense like this over the course of a full season.
Definition of contending is what?
Be playing games in September that are legitimately consequential. And I'm not talking about being four games back of the second wild card spot with seven teams in between you. And you can say, well, we're four games back. Well, no, you got to hop seven other teams just to get to the wild card.
Two or three games out of first place is what you're saying.
I'm talking about I can make an argument. Doesn't mean you're going to make it. Uh-huh. But I can make an argument that you could be in the playoffs. That's what I define as contending.
Okay, let's think positives. You get your lineup back. You got your leadoff hitter back. You get your cleanup hitter back. That puts Randall Grichuk out of the cleanup spot, which he's not a cleanup hitter. That puts your leadoff guy, whoever that is, Semien or Kevin Biggio. You don't want either one of those guys leading off. You put your best guys up front. You're going to have your five best hitters in a row, and then you sprinkle in everybody else. Kevin Biggio, for me, is hitting ninth. He's your second leadoff guy. He can go back to doing that thing he does where he takes eight pitches and fouls off seven pitches, and, you know, he can make a 16-pitch out. Okay, that's perfect.
Or he takes a walk, and he's on base for Springer.
He's on the base. You know, he doesn't have to hit 300. He can hit 245 and maybe run into a three-run homer or walk however many times he's walking. Hopefully that means Springer will hit a two-run homer instead of a solo shot all the time. That's the whole point in making your lineup longer. Every lineup is not great 1 through 9, but you put guys in comfortable positions to succeed. And just having those two guys back, getting your bullpen back, where all of a sudden now it's a 7-inning game, not a 9-inning game.